Changes here in the United States are causing trouble for some universities. With the threat of SARS and increased scrutiny of visa applications, foreign students are having a harder time getting into the country. And many American schools depend on foreign students to teach science and engineering and to do research. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on what those students and the university science programs are losing.
Last fall, June Wu was doing medical research at the University of Michigan. She was comparing normal mice to mice with mutated genes that made them prone to diabetes. Her work could help researchers figure out why some humans get diabetes and some don't.
I find a bunch of genes behave in different ways, which is very exciting to us.
Over Christmas, Wu went back to China to visit her family. But when she tried to return to graduate school, she found her visa had to go through a new and backlogged security evaluation.
Yeah, it's hard because I just graduated from university and I just used to be successful all the time. And suddenly I was stuck here and just cannot work.
At Wu's university, the University of Michigan, Rodolfo Altamirano heads the International Center. More than 4,000 international students attend the school. Altamirano says they give their classmates an international experience. They're able to share their direct knowledge of science in their home countries. So a student from New York might hear about the ecology of the Brazilian rainforest from a roommate who's actually studied there. And that's not all.
The benefits that they bring to the university, like University of Michigan, is enormous. You know, we're bringing the cream of the crop to the university. Its economic benefits is also tremendous. They have brought about $156 million to the University of Michigan in terms of economic benefits.
According to the U.S. State Department, 460,000 students applied for visas in the first 8 months of 2001. In the first 8 months of 2002, only 400,000 applied, and fewer of them were accepted. 83% made it in 2001, compared to 80% in 2002. And for a while, a number of universities had limited their programs for students from countries where SARS is prevalent. There's no information on how many other foreign students have had to wait as long as June Wu. Republican Congressman Sherwood Bollard of New York has asked the investigative arm of Congress to look into the backlog. Bollard is head of the House Science Committee. He says it may be appropriate to scrutinize someone from a country hostile to the U.S. who wants to study, say, nuclear engineering, but we need foreign students here.
I would love it if we were able to train all the, in our elementary and secondary schools, all the people we needed to fill the billets at these great universities, but that's a problem we're a long way off from solving. We don't get enough homegrown talent to fill these slots at our great university centers. We don't just produce enough to teach all the coursework. So we have to rely in some degree on foreign developed talent.
And he says many return to their home countries, spreading good feelings about the U.S. A third of science and engineering graduate students are from foreign countries, according to the American Association for the Advancement of Science. The head of IIIS says graduate departments of engineering, computer science, and other fields have been having serious difficulties recruiting qualified American students, and that pre-college science education needs to be bolstered. As for the University of Michigan's June Wu, she understands that visa officials need to be careful about letting people into the U.S., but she's not sure why they're being so careful with her.
I'm a Chinese girl. I didn't see any, like, Chinese female terrorist ever did anything to American people. It's hard for me to understand what happened here.
While Wu waits in China, someone in her lab mails her research articles to read, and she designs experiments she'd like to do if and when she returns to Michigan. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.